Texte numéro 32. Everyone's connected, but no one is talking. I first noticed it in a restaurant. The place was strangely quiet, and at one table, a group seemed deep in prayer. Their heads were bowed and their hands in their laps. I then realized that everyone, young and old, was gazing at a handheld phone. People strolled the street outside likewise, with arms crooked at right angles, necks bent, and heads in potentially crippling postures. Mothers with babies were doing it. Students in groups were doing it. They were like zombies on call. There was no conversation. Every visit to California convinces me that the digital revolution is over, by which I mean it is won. Everyone is connected. The New York Times recently declared the death of conversation. While mobile phones may at last fall victim to etiquette, this is largely because even talk is considered too intimate a contact. No such bar applies to emailing, texting, messaging, posting, and tweeting. It is ubiquitous, the ultimate connectivity, the brain wired full-time to infinity. The MIT professor and psychologist Sherry Turkle claims that her students are close to mastering the art of sustaining eye contact with a person while texting someone else. It's like an organist playing different tunes with hands and feet. To Turkle, these people are alone together, a tribe of one. Anyone with 3,000 Facebook friends has none. The audience in a New York theatre now sit row on row with lit machines in their laps, looking to the stage occasionally, but mostly scrolling and tapping away. The same happens at meetings and lectures, in coffee bars and on jogging tracks. Children are apparently developing a dexterity in their thumbs unknown since the evolution of the giant sloth. Talk is reduced to muttered, heads-down expletives. Psychologists have identified this as fear of conversation. People wear headphones as conversational avoidance devices. The internet connects us to the entire world, but a world bespoke, edited, deleted, sanitized. Doubt and debate become trivial because every statement can be instantly verified or denied by Google. There is no time for the thesis, antithesis, synthesis of Socratic dialogue, the skeleton of true conversation. We have, says Turkle, confused connection with conversation, the illusion of companionship without the demands of a relationship. Human friendship is rich, messy, and complicated. It requires patience and tolerance, even compromise. As we push other people off into a world of question and answer, connection and information, friendship becomes ersatz virtuality. In his History of Conversation, Stephen Miller points out that most Americans are nowadays concerned more with improving their sex life than their conversation life. Even the phone is passé. Those who used to call a friend in trouble now send a text. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, May 2012.